7:30 on the nose. Time to check in with our Wednesday visit with the Bobcat football coach, Coach Johnny Nino. What's going on, dude?
How are you, sir?
Well, you don't want to know. I'm drinking 3 cups of coffee, so all bets are off.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of rough if you're drinking 3 cups of coffee.
It's an easy morning when I do 2, and it's a rough morning when I do 3.
Well, I don't drink coffee at all, so I wouldn't.
That's the problem, man.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. Well, we had a rough road last Friday night against Childress, 63-0, and I don't know, Coach, it seemed like you guys were just pretty flat the whole game.
Yeah, it was. They came in, they got after us pretty good. They are a pretty good team.
And, well, they got lots of weapons.
They do have lots of weapons.
So anyway, things took off with a blast on Friday night, and kind of walk us through the game in case somebody didn't go to the game or listen to it and kind of wants to get caught up what was going on.
Well, you know, they jumped on us early. We kicked the ball up to them, and then one play score, and then, you know, we get the ball, and we can't move the ball, and you know, it's just went that way the whole night. You know, we had trouble moving the ball and had trouble stopping them. You know, that running back they have, number 20, he's pretty good, and they had a good big offensive line that he was running behind. So, you know, the second half we moved the ball a little better, but still couldn't move the ball, and still had, you know, we did end up stopping them some and made them punt some in the second half, but by then, you know, the game was out of reach.
So I called number 20, Robert Newhouse, from the Dallas Cowboys when he was running the ball, because he looked like Robert Newhouse in the 70s.
Yes, he's short and squatted, but he's got thick old legs, you know, and he's just a junior. So
you got to mess with him next season,
yeah,
too.
Everybody will get a taste of him next season as well. So, you know, it's one of those things where they were the better team. You know, there's no way to sugarcoat that one. They were the better team.
Well, pretty much took it to us, I'll tell you that. It was a tough game, and let's talk about some of the players that did put a good effort out last Friday night anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to shout out to all the players that suited out. I know you could tell that we didn't have much on the sideline Friday night. It was due to suspensions and injuries and things like that. And all those players that suited up, you know, you had your regular ones that are very accountable and you can depend on, like Damian and Will, as the game went on, they switched and switched jerseys and went to the line because we needed them on the line. And you know, that's, you know, to me, that's a big thing. You know, they didn't complain. They didn't argue. They just did it. And so, you know, everybody that suited up, the whole team that suited up, it's a big shout out to them.
Well, you need some all-purpose players, and looks like you got a couple of those. And yeah, like you said, you only had 2 or 3 players on the sidelines, so you couldn't get too many more people hurt.
No, you're right. We ended up the game, I think, with one on the sidelines. We had 12 standing when the game was over.
All right, let's look ahead to Friday night. Of course, going over to Canadian, and they blasted Tulia, so, you know, it's going to be a tough game.
You know, as good as Childress is or was, Canadian is better. Their offensive line is bigger. This is one of the biggest offensive lines I think they've ever had, offensive and defensive lines. They're pretty big on both sides of the ball. Of course, their running backs and receivers are pretty good. So, you know, they can run it and they can catch it defensively. They're not in their stack as much as they, you know, they used to just be a stack defense, and now they're down to a 4-man front. I don't know if it's because they have all those big guys or what, but, you know, it's one of those things that it's going to be a tall order for us. You know, I told our team, I said, we know who we got. We just do your best, go and go hit them and get after them as much as we can.
We ain't got nothing to lose. Go out there and have fun, you know. You never know.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I told him. You know, we have nothing to lose. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. Again,
so,
we're gonna go in a little bit shorthanded. We've got some injuries, but we have some of those that didn't play last week are going to be back this week.
Who are some of the players on the Canadian that you got to watch out for as far as the offense goes?
Well, you have to watch out for the quarterback. Can't remember his number, but it's just all up and down. The line, the linebackers, the quarterback, the running backs, they're all pretty good. And I think I saw that they've got their running back back. I think he's been out with an ACL tear. He didn't play last year, and I think they're slowly working him back into the running back. I saw him play last week some, which is number 35, Luke Flowers. So they're going to be fully loaded when they come and play us.
So I have a request. The first time you guys get the ball Friday night over in Canadian, I want you to throw the bomb. I don't care where you're at.
Okay, that'll work. I'll pass that information along. Hey, I'm with you. Let's just come back and throw it deep.
The last time, 2 weeks ago, every time I called the bomb, you guys threw it and scored.
I know, right? I know. That's the one thing, man. We just need to drop back and throw it first play and see what happens.
Why not? You got nothing to lose. Let her rip, and you never know what's going to happen. That's what's good about Friday Night Football. And on any night, somebody can win.
I know. Any night, on any given night, somebody can pull an upset. And you know, I've told our kids the same thing. That's why they play the game. You just never know.
It should be fun Friday night. I mean, go over there, play a top-rated team, and see what happens.
Yes. You know, they're a top-rated team. I think they're number 8 in the state. And go out there and play them and get after them and see what happens, like you say. You just never know.
All right, Coach Johnny Nino with us from the Dimmitt Bobcat football squad. Good to talk to you, Coach, and we'll talk next week and talk about the Canadian game.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a good day.